Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tashima, and how may I assist you on today?
I need to find out what a charge is for on my account through your company.
Okay, I'd be happy to take a look at it for you. Just a moment here. Uh-huh. And what's your zip code there, ma'am?
76234.
All right. All right, and if you would, just for your security, verify your first and last name for me.
Margie Duty.
All right, Margie. And lastly, of course, for your security as well, could you verify your mailing address for me?
204 Double Duty Drive, Decatur, Texas, 76234.
All right, let's see here. Okay, so you're calling in regards to some charges for the $91.89 and the $92.90 for a keto cleanse product?
$91.89?
Yes, ma'am. What's showing on your account? Because I'm showing the last charges. That was actually back in March for $91.89 and $92.90.
Yes. Yeah, why so much? For what?
That was showing for, I believe, let me get back to it, the Keto Cleanse dietary product.
Okay.
And that was back, because you actually canceled it out back on, it looks like you spoke to someone on April the 16th
yeah.
to get those charges canceled.
And I didn't get anything else. Because I'd already paid for the first that I got. And I can't recall who it was, of course,
mm-hmm.
or the date. But I talked to them and told them I didn't, you know, I didn't know it was a continuous thing and certainly not at that price.
Right, right, absolutely. So let me see what I can do here for you.
They didn't send this because I talked to him. I don't know. I can't recall when that I called and I told him I didn't want it anymore. That's when he explained to me that it was one of those deals where you have to call if you don't want it or call if you, I guess they were just going to send it, but I told him then, no, I couldn't afford that.
Okay, I got you. Let's see here.
I really was surprised to see it there again.
Oh, so it resurfaced, so you have, in addition to what showed up on the 16th, you had some more charges show up recently?
I have it showing up on 3/24.
Okay.
But posting date, 3/24. And I had talked to him because it had come up on my other one, my last
okay.
was on it, and I... You know, because this is like the April bill I'm in now, and it's still on it, and he told me there would be no more.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me take a look at
it. You know, he didn't send it. I got no product from him for a second charge. And I
didn't
agree to that kind of money.
I totally understand that, and that's why I was going to take a look at it for you since, you know, this is, you've already kind of spoke to someone, but let me just kind of give you a background of what may have happened, and then I'll see what I can do to assist you. So basically what happened for you, Margie, is like he had explained a little bit, most people see, hey, you could try this product for 14 days for the shipping and handling, which I believe initially they probably charged you about $6.70 and then another charge for $7.45 just to try it out. So if you don't call and cancel within that 14-day window, then we assume, hey, she likes the product, and then we charge you for the full amount of the bottles that you had already received and send out more monthly. However, you had already spoke to someone on April the 16th to cancel, so you should not be receiving any more charges and or product, but it seems like those charges that you're showing was from that initial trial offer, the bottles that you did receive, the $91.89 and the $92.90, that's where that came from. But since you had already spoke to someone regarding this matter to try to help you out, what I can actually do for you is I could try to get about 35% of that money refunded back to your account for you.
That's almost $200.
Yes, ma'am. Let me take a look here and see.
You know that's ridiculous.
I agree. That's why I was going to try to see what I can do to help you out with that.
Yes. And if people looked or listened, I guess, close enough, they would never do it.
I understand. I definitely understand that.
I sure wouldn't, because, I mean, you've got to have money to do that kind of stuff.
I got you. And that is, like I said, I do understand that it is, you know, it's a good product, but it is very pricey. So that's why I can understand. Like, you're looking at $184.79 that has been taken, right? So to try to help you out here, since you already spoke to someone about this, I can give you back $64.68.
Okay.
I can get that back into your account for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds here, Marjorie, and I'm going to go ahead and get that processed so that money can go back into your account for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just a moment.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for holding, Ms. Duty, and I do apologize for that wait. But I was able to get at least a partial refund in place for you since you had already spoken to someone about this matter before and you had already been counseled out. So as I mentioned before, the amount of $64.68, I did get that refunded back to your Visa card, and you should see that credited back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and now you said you got that on each one?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's for both of those because you were looking at a total for both of those for it was $184.79.
Yes.
So the total, I got 35% of that back for you. So that's why the $64.68 is going to be the total that's coming back to your account for both of those.
All right. I appreciate your help.
You are so welcome. I apologize for the confusion, but look forward to that refund in a few days there.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Margie. Thank you for contacting customer service. Mm-hmm.